Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte, and you're with Stan, Roe, and Raf on the SGP podcast. Woo!
Are you ready?
All eyes on me.
Marks and Smarks. This is the Smark Las Filipinas podcast.
You know what? Yo, you're listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast, and I got that right the first time! Hey! This is the Smark Las Filipinas podcast, and Stan is here.
Fancy is... Where is he?
Damn. He's sick. Yes, yes. Please pray for his soul and body. I don't really want to do the whole hammy Ravishing Romora and Rowdy Raf combos.
It's the Two Men from the Den podcast!
Yeah, let's not do that anymore. Let's not do that for this week because... It's such a corny thing. It's such a 90s WWF thing to do. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
It's something that we've... done before, we don't need to do anymore.
Yep.
So,
as you may have noticed, the opening song was not Europa by Santana, but rather
All Eyes on Me
by the legendary Tupac
Shakur,
who some of you may not have heard. Shame. So that is because, well, a lot of eyes are on PWR right now. A lot of eyes are on Philippine wrestling right now. Hashtag save Filipino wrestling, but it's all because, yes, the rumors you may have heard are true. Well, a lot of people have spoken on it. But yes, WWE did come and watch PWR Bagong Yugto.
Very specifically, that was Canyon Seaman.
Mm-hmm. Canyon Seaman, as you know, right now, I believe, is the Vice
VP?
President for
yes.
Talent Relations.
So
And Chris Marsh, the General Manager for WWE Asia Pacific. And they were legit.
Ryan Katz.
Mr. Ryan Katz, producer.
The guy
believe,
from the
yes.
Vaudevillains thing.
The guy from the Vaudevillains intro. He was also a producer in the WWE. So, yes, rumors you heard are true. But insofar as they went here. But we did not have a tryout. There was no trying out.
There was
the
no rigorous.
I would say that if there was a tryout, like, at all, it would have been the whole show. There was no formal tryout. There was no formal workouts, working out in front of them. No drills, no matches or practice matches.
Yeah.
Everything they saw, I believe, in the show was just them doing an ocular.
Yep. And it's just them enjoying themselves at a regular PWR show.
Yeah. Some people may have gotten calls. Some people may have not. We don't know how it all works out yet. This is the first time, you know, WWE has come up to watch the show. But yeah. Yes, Filipino wrestling is on an uphill... how do you say that?
Uptick. Uptick is
yes.
the word.
And then, I would say that this has ruffled a few feathers. You know? Tickled some people agree with envy. As you know by now, If you're part of the small and the small wrestling community, there are some people from other places that did not like this development.
Particularly Reddit.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say all of Reddit, but someone is out there to trash us and, you know, and do us dirty.
But why?
I would say it's jealousy, you know. The thing with the whole bit of jealousy is that it betrays a lack of self-awareness, if you will. Fans really have to understand that we don't do this full-time. None of us does this full-time. None of us wrestles full-time as much as we want to. I, myself, would like to quit my job and, you know...
I would like to quit my job, too.
Yeah, I would like to quit my job and wrestle full-time. Finally graduate boot camp, right? But,
alas, we can't do that.
We can't do that because
a lot of factors... The economy doesn't support it.
Exactly. The whole system, the scene right now doesn't support it. It just isn't feasible at the moment to leave your day job and do this full time. Maybe due to the WWE's arrival, maybe due to their influence, their interference, maybe that could be a possible, you know, option for some of the PWR wrestlers. But for everyone else, for everyone who wants to do this full time, it's not yet. And to be honest with you, it has never been a feasible option for everyone. That's why they invented the phrase "don't quit your day job," right?
Yeah.
But yeah, going back to what I said, what I was saying earlier is that if you're a fan of Filipino wrestling, if you've ever seen PWR, or any fine, or MWF as well.
They're one show.
Yeah, sure. You would know that there just isn't enough time to really work on these things. And you have to understand, for sure. Now, none of this right now is perfect. You are going to be absolutely stupid if you believe that what we put out, what PWR, what MWF even puts out, is going to be on the level of WWE, or even, you know, whatever your favorite
Western
promotion is.
Independent wrestling, even.
Any wrestling promotion that has exposure to, you know, even a small part of the wrestling, of the international wrestling community. The internet.
The IWC.
Community. Yes. What I was trying to say is the overall awareness of wrestling fans around the world.
Yes.
Anything you see there is really, that's really a whole different level. And the thing is, we're counting on you. We're counting on you, the fans, to support Filipino wrestling, to support independent wrestling, in order for us to improve.
And it's
without your support, literally, without your support, without your financial support, without your physical support, without even your emotional support, without even your mental support, we would not have the resources, whether they're physical or emotional or mental, whatever have you.
I'm not giving you that look because it's mental support, because that's a big thing.
That is a big thing.
That is a big thing for those of you who don't know. It's just really boiled down to the point that, wag na tayo magsiraan, please,
yeah,
Lord.
Yeah,
it's 2017.
Without any of these, we would not be able to, you know, find the, what is it, the resources,
the avenues,
the process, even.
The process.
Yeah, to become as good as the people you like to see on television. Yeah, but
That's
all we want to do as wrestlers and as fans. You want something, you know, as fans, you want something that you can be proud of. As wrestlers, we want to give you something that you can be proud of. And without any of those, because these things cost money and, you know,
Time, manpower, effort, production value.
Yeah, without any of these things, you would not be able at all.
It is hard, guys. I mean, Roe and I are both small guys.
In the system.
We are there. We are trying. We are working for
this shit. So believe us when we literally say that this whole bullshit is counterproductive. Really,
no one benefits.
That's a scenario right here. Let's say you believe that post on Reddit saying that, oh, PWR isn't shit because, you know, some of the guys, they're not, they don't look like athletes.
Their champion looks like CM Punk ripoff. God damn them.
They steal bits from, you know, popular wrestlers. Newsflash, nothing in wrestling is original anymore.
Yep.
Even your favorite wrestler has stolen something from another wrestler.
The Bullet Club's original?
So, okay, let's say that you believe that bullshit and you stop going to a PWR show. Okay, let's just use PWR as the example because it's the better known entity right now. So you stop going to a PWR show and then you, that equates to a loss of tickets. That equates to a loss of profits for the company.
The company, yeah.
So
you are taking away.
Without that financial contribution to the company who is
trying
to grow, who is doing their best to grow as wrestlers, as people you want to be proud of.
As a company you can be proud of.
Without that money, they may not be able to stage the next show.
Which, you know, right now, if you listen to that Shoot podcast, we could really use.
Yes. So without the opportunity to stage the next show, you deprive them of valuable experience. Experience working in front of a crowd in an environment where there is legitimate pressure on a wrestler trying to hone his craft, to entertain the crowd. You deprive them of that valuable experience to grow as an athlete, as a pro wrestler. And the more you deprive people of this experience, of this learning experience, the more they are not going to grow and the more they will not become the people, the athletes that you can be proud of.
The sports entertainers.
Yes, the more they won't, the more the scene becomes laughable.
Because you know what? When PWR started, admittedly, there wasn't much to go on. But look at it now!
No, it's normal because there isn't much to go on. Because, Shemper, you're all starting out. Everyone is green. But look at it now. People are still green, but there are people also who are less green because they were able to have that experience. They were able to have that opportunity to learn and grow.
And there are people who helped us out along the way. Many people who helped us out.
Shemper, mayroong wrestler na hindi kasing galing ng iba. There won't be any wrestlers as good as, you know, Jake DeLeon, John Sebastian, Ralph Tamabayashi, Chris Panzer.
Those guys.
Shepper, there is a disparity of skill. You know what I'm saying?
Like F4H. Yeah, that happens, team wrestlers.
That happens for any sports league. But come on, that doesn't, you know, those people do not make the whole company.
There are smaller guys on the roster that could use the help.
Any intelligent fan, a.k.a. a fan who listens to this podcast and is a part of the SGP group, any intelligent fan knows that this isn't a process. This is a process. It isn't an overnight thing that it, you know, good wrestlers, good major league level wrestlers don't sprout overnight. So the obvious thing to do is just support.
Which a lot of you are doing, and we thank you for that.
Yes. No, obviously, I'm talking about those who are trashing us.
Yes, we're getting there. We're trashing the scene.
That's all we really wanted from you, with the support. It's okay if you don't think that it's perfect. It's okay if you think that there are places to improve on, as long as you give that criticism
constructively,
and, you know, coming from the right place. That's fine. We will take it. Absolutely, no problem.
Our guys will take it because our boys know. But our boys and girl know.
But this bullshit, this childish bullshit, this primitive bullshit, it isn't gonna fly. It isn't gonna work for any of us.
Nobody needs this shit.
If you are a person who buys into this bullshit and, you know, perpetuates this, you are not doing yourself any favors.
Shame on you.
You will stay wondering why the Philippines does not produce, you know, top-notch wrestlers. You know what I'm talking about?
Ho-Ho Lun guys.
Yeah.
Guys who get called up to the CWC.
Yeah, that's all we wanted, yo. That's all you want. I know you want this. We know you want this.
Seriously, what would you give to see a guy like Jake DeLeon, John Sebastian, Chris Panzer, or Ralphie Mabayashi in the CWC next year?
And how do you get them to go to those places, right? You get them good enough by supporting them and giving them the opportunity to learn and grow and entertain you.
Because in the span of these last 2 years of legitimate PWR, Philippine wrestling, reviving this scene, you have one up-and-comer in MWF that is, you know, they're going to get there too. And the thing is, we're willing to help them out. We want to see them. This podcast will help them out.
Sure. Absolutely.
But the thing is, for you who are trashing this, because wherever this, what's his name again?
I don't care. It doesn't matter at this point.
Bluebird?
It doesn't matter what his name is.
That shit is trying to start beef. To be fair.
Beef nobody needs.
Beef nobody needs. Beef nobody wants. Shame on your cow. Nobody needs this shit because, seriously, right now, we are on separate paths.
All right, we are trying to support each other. All right, chill the fuck out. Chill the fuck out. We get the message. All right, too long didn't listen. TLDL. We don't need this bullshit. We're just tearing each other down for no good reason. We want to support Philippine wrestling. This is
period.
The essence of hashtag save Filipino wrestling.
It's not hashtag save PWR.
Yes.
Because if it was, we could have branded it that way.
Yeah, it would have been so easy to do that. Thank you.
It is so simple.
If anyone wants to be proud of anything coming from the Philippines in the pro wrestling scene, all you got to do is support. All right? Don't be that asshole. Don't be that guy. Do not be that guy. People will call you out.
We don't need those guys.
None of you need those guys. None of you need to be those guys. If you want to do something about it, join the fucking scene. Right? If you want to do something about the people you don't like, join the fucking scene and be that change you want to see. No, it's cliche. It's true. But it's fucking true. It is fucking true. Because if you don't do, you know, if you don't join and do, you're just nothing but a, you know, you're just nothing but a mouther.
You're a hater.
You're haters. But anyway, yeah. That's pretty much it. That's pretty much it.
We're done shooting?
Yeah, we're done shooting. Yeah. Okay. I've shot my shot. And as we speak of hashtag Filipino, save Filipino wrestling, it's a great segue to the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. It was actually very nice that we got together at goddamn 6 in the morning.
Yeah. Thank you.
At Skinny Mike's. Thank you so much to everyone who dropped by
Skinny Mike's, by the way. You did your part to help save Filipino wrestling.
See, we even got them to stop showing the Pro Bowl. And stop the simulcast. Nobody was showing the Pro Bowl.
Okay.
No one watches the All-Star Game in the NFL, guys.
Yes, absolutely. But there's so many players that
nobody wants to watch.
No, nobody knows who they are.
Oh, even the line guys.
Yeah, exactly. You draft the line guys.
Well, I know the line guys because
I
had some of my line guys there.
Hey.
See, okay, but the thing is, they even stopped the Miss Universe simulcast
NFL
for us.
NFL fans only know who their own team's line guys are.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway.
And special return guys?
Yeah, special return, yeah.
Special
teams
teamers.
Guys.
I know, I'm actually surprised that the long snappers get picked for this.
Obviously.
I'm just saying.
See, everyone has a role. Anyway, you guys went and helped hashtag Save Filipino Wrestling.
We raised a lot of money
by showing up to a Royal Rumble party. And okay, let's just address the elephant in the room. You guys did it because you wanted to watch the Royal Rumble with a bunch of other wrestling fans. That's fine. That's totally fine. And what do you have to say about the show?
About the event.
Go ahead.
I always say, I really, really enjoy that room. Just that room is so much fun. And the energy of the room was great.
I'll be honest with you, the
Second floor of Skinny Mike's, yes.
Is actually a much more conducive environment to watch pay-per-views. Because on the first floor, on the main bar, you watch it on different screens. So everyone's watching their own thing, right?
And
even
all
though
of
you're
them
watching
have
the
their
same
own
thing,
audio.
Even though you're watching the same thing, it still creates a kind of disconnect.
But then there, you're watching on
one big screen. That's great.
Which is great, but the fact that they have to put the black backing up.
Yeah.
That kind of ruins it. It's like a dark room. And then like when we transfer downstairs.
Get out of the service, a projector.
Yeah, just a projector. But the thing is, when they transfer downstairs, I'm just like, oh, hey, you're here pala.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's Tito Joey Box.
Yeah, shout out to our friends. Shout out to the PWR wrestlers who came by.
Happy birthday, Tito Joey. We're recording on your birthday.
Yes, absolutely. What would you have to say about the show?
Royal Rumble this year was borderline great for me.
Yeah.
Borderline great. This was one of the years that, all things considered, could have been so much worse. But actually pulled a really great show. I mean, pre-show to Rumble finish.
Yeah.
This was fun. This was fun to watch.
Because of the law of averages, the lukewarm Royal Rumble match itself turned an otherwise great show, probably show of the year contender, to
into
an eye
pretty
show.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, pretty eye. Yeah. Just because one. We got the club title change.
Yeah.
Which was nice. I watched it back yesterday. It's a pretty good match. Pretty good match, all things considered. And finally seeing the club get that sliver
that moment,
of a moment is nice. And that's on the pre-show. And, you know, seeing Sasha Banks get injured for the nth time on a pay-per-view, it's also okay. It's not so bad.
Good matches all around. The Universal Championship match wasn't bad.
Wasn't horrible, but...
They pulled out the fan service finish by, you know, inserting Braun Strowman into the finish.
And this is how you get the guy over.
Yeah.
This is such an easy way to get the guy over, and it worked.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just wish that, you know, they sort of give Kevin Owens eventually that...
Clean win.
That clean win that he deserves to retain, or, you know, we'll see.
WWE Championship match was all right. The result isn't... Yeah. I'm fine, it's great.
All right, man, that was... Fucking awesome.
Yeah, no. I mean, like I said, people are pissed that, you know, AJ Styles didn't retain the championship.
Which is fine.
It's fine because the match,
the output was great.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't think it's as great as the first AJ Cena match, but
yes,
it was pretty up there.
It's up there. I mean, the thing is, this match is pretty high up on this year's Match of the Year contenders.
They both brought it.
This is WWE's contribution for running Match of the Year contender.
Yeah, obviously it's not, it doesn't come, doesn't touch,
doesn't even hold
Omega versus Okada, but
doesn't even hold a
candle
to that, but it's
right.
Still good.
Yeah.
It's still good stuff. And the thing is, AJ just upped his game.
Oh,
I will say that. John Cena, cool Canadian Destroyer.
Yeah.
That was fun, but the thing is, AJ Styles, just full arsenal, all out, balls to the walls, great performance.
Balls to the walls, great.
Yeah.
How eloquent of you. How articulate. But let's talk about the Royal Rumble match.
This is one of the most emotionally frustrating rumbles
yes
I've ever seen, start to finish.
Oh.
That's the thing.
Okay. Let us review it objectively. First of all, let's start from the end.
Yeah, let's work our way backwards.
Yeah, let's work our way backwards.
And let's pull up the eliminations.
No, that's not. It doesn't matter. Let's work our way up to the end. Randy Orton winning the Royal Rumble match. Yay or nay? See, I say it's alright, but then looking back, you say it's great.
Nay, you've been playing this with Kyle, haven't you?
No.
Okay, this is a game we play.
No.
okay.
At the moment, you are okay with Randy Orton winning, but...
Are you?
No, at the moment.
Okay.
When you were watching the whole thing.
Yeah.
But as you think about it, as you let it marinate in your head, you kind of come to the conclusion that, okay, you're okay with it because it wasn't Roman Reigns.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But the possibility of Randy Orton versus John Cena ad nauseum.
I don't think it is going to be Randy Orton versus John Cena. I think it's just going to be Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt as rumored.
Because
I really don't think Cena is coming into WrestleMania again
as champion.
Because it's not his thing anymore.
It isn't. But there is that remote possibility until 2 weeks from now we get the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
But you look at that definitive win for Randy. Two-time Royal Rumble winner. That's very nice.
Mm.
That solidifies his resume. All well and good. But where are they going with this? That's the thing. Yeah.
Bray Wyatt, yeah.
But okay, Bray Wyatt. That works.
Okay.
The part, if they end it with that story and give Bray Wyatt his singles championship win, is that where we want it to go?
Yeah, that's fine. I think there is enough time for them
to
flesh that out, to salvage Bray Wyatt and whatever issues he might be having with his stature in the card, in the whole roster, the SmackDown roster. That's fine. I'm willing to see where this goes. But going back to the question that I posed earlier, are we okay with it because it was a Roman Reigns? And it's a testament to how this Rumble was strangely booked. Parts of it were great, were good, were solid, but parts of it, as you said, as we already established, were kind of iffy.
Okay, let's start
Let's see. You get...
That's why we have to pull up the eliminations.
No, the middle was great.
The middle was great.
The middle was great. Absolutely great. The beginning was okay. You get all the lower card, mid card wrestlers out of the way first.
And
that's fine.
And getting big gas to open was fun.
Yeah, that was okay.
I can live with that.
A little, bits of continuity. Even down to the end. Randy, Bray, and Reigns facing off for the win. For the win, for the final three. Was a nice little throwback to Bray Wyatt's campaign against Roman Reigns, the hashtag Anyone But You campaign.
Yeah.
And the fact that it was him and Randy working against Roman was a nice...
continuity thing.
Nice little throwback to that. Really great subtext. That's for those of you who caught it.
Yes.
But otherwise, a lot of things were iffy, and a lot of them surrounded the old guys.
Yeah. It's mostly because you had guys... Okay, let's just call them the part-time crew. Because
Dinosaur, Jurassic Park.
Because, goddamn it, okay.
Jurassic Park.
Between Goldberg, Brock Lesnar, and Taker, those three. Where were those two? Mark Henry and The Big Show.
That's fine. Those two.
Those two are fine. But then those three to start, those part-timers, eliminating. Okay, Goldberg eliminated the Undertaker. Eliminated Goldberg. Brock Lesnar eliminated by Goldberg. Luke Harper eliminated by Goldberg. Dolph Ziggler eliminated by Brock Lesnar without context.
Sure.
Let's see. Rusev eliminated by Goldberg without context.
It's actually
the
pretty,
Miz.
No, it's pretty sad because
Baron Corbin.
Only the old guys are eliminated by the old guys. No one got to eliminate. No, Youngblood got to eliminate an old guy. And that's pretty sad.
That's pretty sad because...
I know that everyone's being set up for a
Roman eliminating...
What?
Taker doesn't count?
There's
that.
No, because that wasn't the thing you wanted it. You wanted someone who needs a come-up.
Sammy?
Yeah, sure. Anyone. Rusev.
No, because Rusev, they've given him small bones.
Yeah. Cy Young. It means that, okay... None of you are still worthy to be on the level of the old guys. That's something.
That's fine.
That's something.
That's fine in the context of their booking.
No,
but it no, doesn't logic, help no, anyone.
No, logically, yes. Because everyone knows that everyone is being set up for a huge WrestleMania match. That's fine, logically. But when you look at it as a fan who just wants a bone, who wants a young guy to push through, to break through the glass ceiling, you wanted someone doing it. Since we don't know who the Undertaker is facing at the moment...
Or if the Undertaker's even going to make it to WrestleMania.
No, he will. Yes, he will. Why couldn't it be someone who is young, right?
Why couldn't Luke Harper! Someone? Why couldn't it be... Okay.
Because Luke Harper is fucking feuding with the Wyatt family. The
but he could have
taken
out
The Wyatt family imploded.
He could have taken out
Taker. Why?
He could have taken out
Why? Taker. No, listen to me.
Okay, go.
The Wyatt family was imploding. Okay,
yes.
Fine. That okay, doesn't fine. Matter. That bit is okay. Luke Harper, you know, messing around with Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton. That's
that
fine.
That works, yes.
That is absolutely okay. But I would have wanted, like, what? Can we get Baron Corbin, Rusev, anyone, please?
Can we get Baron Corbin versus Braun Strowman in the
face-off? Who is the Undertaker feuding with at WrestleMania?
Okay, I just feel that, you know, while we're on the topic, very underutilized, Chris sure. Jericho.
No,
Chris Jericho at 2.
Because we all know that Jericho is feuding with Kevin Owens. But yeah.
Na parang ang sayang ng ano niya eh.
Yeah.
Na parang, okay, he breaks his record for staying.
Yeah, I think at this point, this Rumble match for Jericho is for the purposes of breaking Triple H's record.
Now that was it. But, yeah. You know, he could have been eliminated.
It could have been more, absolutely.
It could have been so much more, gets taken out by Roman Reigns.
He could have played a better... Yeah, fine. Okay. He could have played a better role in this match, a bigger role. A bigger role in the whole story. Maybe
and then,
advancing some new plot lines.
Diba? And then, okay, there are guys like Ty Dillinger who comes out to the... Quite possibly the biggest pop, but... There was nothing.
What? No, fine. No,
barely anything for
Ty. Surprises were okay, fine, you know.
Okay, so apart from
Ty Dillinger, Jack Gallagher, that's fine.
Okay, those two guys are the only surprises. But then, Mark Henry was an unannounced surprise just because Texas.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
And then, sayang eh. Parang ang dami. Okay, let's go through the MEMA guys.
Okay, fine.
So, Mark Henry, sayang.
Actually, no. When you think about it,
okay,
there weren't a lot of MEMA guys at this time.
Okay, let's go through it.
No, seriously. Well, there isn't a lot. There is not a lot.
Okay.
The only patapon people in this match are James Ellsworth.
No shit.
There, but Easy Pop, sure.
Easy Pop, sure.
Big Show for, you know, reestablishing that, yes, Big Show is still employed. Mark Henry for the hometown pop. That's it. Everyone else,
Apollo Crews.
No. Listen,
okay,
even
I'm
guys
listening,
like
I'm listening.
Even guys like Apollo Crews, Enzo, Kalisto, Mojo.
Mojo, yes.
Fine. Jack Gallagher is probably about the point big. Yes, but those guys are in SmackDown. They,
they are doing things on SmackDown.
It's a way their appearance in the Rumble is a way for creative, for whoever's writing SmackDown, to reestablish the fact that, to reinforce the fact that, these guys are single superstars at the moment.
Yes.
And you need to care about them, the ergo, we are putting them in the Royal Rumble match. Even though you might not end up caring about them, that's fine.
But it's just seeing them.
For purposes of storyline, these people still matter, therefore, you're putting them in this big match.
So it's giving them value by...
By association.
By association. Could have been done better, but I'll live with it. My only real frustration with this was the fact that Sami fucking Zayn, a guy that, you know, he could have won it.
No, he, no.
Yeah. I mean, he could have won it. He could have been
yes,
final four
yes,
at the least.
Yes, he could have won it, yes, but...
Final four.
No, come on. You have to look at this appearance, this performance by Sami Zayn as, an opportunity. No, it's a manifestation of how they see him at this point. You think that they're not valuing him, but...
They are. I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying...
Look, dude. He was in there for 47 minutes.
I know.
It doesn't matter if he wins at this point. The fact that he was in there for such a long time without even trying to get eliminated is proof that there are big things in store for him. He doesn't have to win. Because
It's not about winning.
Yes, it is about winning. You made it about winning.
But Sammy, man, just... We wanted this.
You know, you wanted it because you were a fanboy. You were a homer who, you know... I had hope.
Yes, I had hope.
Yes, there was hope. But at the end of the day, did you really believe that it was going to happen?
Not this year.
Oh, see? So why are you being so...
Not in my heart of hearts.
So yeah, exactly. You're pade. If it wasn't in your heart of hearts, then why are you being such a little bitch about this? Yes, I just said bitch. Yes, that was sexist, but hey. Seriously.
I'm being a bitch. Okay.
Come on. The fact that he lasted a quarter short of an hour in that Royal Rumble match, more than anyone could have did, I think. More than Jericho?
No, Jericho lasted an hour.
Because he was Jericho and he does DDP yoga. But anyway.
And that helps.
Yeah. The fact that Sami Zayn, a
47 minutes.
A guy who prior to this was being fed.
The Braun Strowman.
And he didn't earn his way into the match. But, he earned...
He did earn his way into the match.
He earned a spot in the match.
So did Mojo.
He lasted 47 minutes. Therefore, you can see that there's something big in the works for him.
I hope. I just want this to be positive.
Yeah, exactly. It is positive. You don't put a guy in the match for 47 minutes. A glorified jobber, if you will.
Willy-nilly.
You don't put him like that for nothing. You know what?
I just hope that... Don't trust Raw booking.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
I don't trust Raw booking to get this right because all the signs point towards positive things.
Ganun talaga.
Okay, so anything else you want to touch on the Royal Rumble match?
Let's segue to Raw by asking this important question. Should Samoa Joe have debuted in the Royal Rumble?
At 30? Yes.
Yeah.
At 30, sure, absolutely, yes. Because going into this Rumble... The only other names that were being thrown around as
were Finn,
who is cleared. He's not cleared?
Not cleared.
That's why I was like, my sources say he's not cleared.
Yeah, he's not cleared.
He's not cleared. Kenny Omega, who we knew...
Is still under contract at this time. But actually, no,
The news now
should be whether he re-signed with NJPW.
We don't have news on that. But he is on a poster, but that doesn't count for much.
Yeah.
Where in the world is Kenny Omega? Let's get that out of the way.
Yeah, Samoa Joe.
And then Samoa Joe as the third guy.
Oh. Okay. I'm going to be this guy right now. And yes, it was a nice mark-out moment that sudden Samoa Joe debuted as a surprise at the end of Raw this week. But...
God damn it, why?
I don't like it. I don't like where this is going. I'm going to be that guy and say I don't like that he is, new. He's Triple H Lackey 2017,
It makes sense, yes. But
it's not... When you really, really think about it, when you use your head and think about it, what happens to people who work for Triple H? The people who he makes friends.
How this doesn't end well.
Yeah.
This never ends well.
Yeah.
And this is a story that has been told.
Yeah, Randy Orton himself, in character, obviously, he warned Seth Rollins the same thing. Look what Seth is doing now. He's the one feuding with Triple H with a new kid, right?
Yeah.
So how is this great? It's great because, it's good because you get exposure for Samoa Joe on the main roster, yes, but...
He closes out the show. Big deal.
On paper, in theory, it's a badass thing for him to be working for Triple H. Yes, it's cool. It's a cool thing.
But we know where this is going.
Yeah.
And it's kind of sad.
Yeah, it really is very sad. Because in a couple of years' time, Samoa Joe will be feuding with Triple H again. And possibly a new NXT guy. Probably Bobby Roode. No. That's way too long.
I was going to say...
I don't know. But anyway, besides, you know what I mean. You know what I'm talking about.
Kenny Omega?
I don't know. Nobody knows who Triple H is going to sign then.
Matt Riddle.
Matt Riddle, maybe.
Matt Riddle, because he was at NXT.
Yeah.
Things like that. It's things like that that you just...
It's at this point, you would have rather had Samoa Joe enter the Rumble as a surprise and just fucking demolish the hell out of everyone in the match.
Up until the point that he gets eliminated by Undertaker or Goldberg.
Yeah, fine. No. Have him win the match.
Have him win the match would have been nice.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we are at that point where Joe is not an entity unto himself.
No, he is. That's the thing. He is. He has been.
He's supposed to be.
Yes.
He's supposed to be, but he isn't.
He is supposed to be on the same level as AJ Styles. It just so happens that AJ Styles was what? A former IWGP heavyweight champion. Samoa Joe was not. It's not, you know, Styles has had a better career in theory on paper, but
Joe is a parallel wrestler.
That doesn't stop Samoa Joe from being that guy, from having that same credential, that from being on that same level.
Because if you're listening to this podcast and you don't know the credentials of Samoa Joe, do yourself a favor and go on YouTube and figure out that Samoa Joe can hang with AJ Styles.
What we're basically trying to say is that he deserves so much better than to debut as a lackey of Triple H.
And because as good as it looks, it isn't going to end well.
Yeah.
And the thing really is, he deserves better because, okay, Seth Rollins had time with the Shield.
Yeah.
He had time to do that before he became Triple H lackey number 2, 3?
3, 4, I guess.
4, technically. Kevin Owens didn't really have to be the lackey, diba? He was a Triple H.
Well, he was
pick.
Supposed to be the lackey.
He was supposed to be the lackey.
Here's the thing about this feud, this Samoa Joe versus Seth Rollins feud. The thing was that they should have done this after the whole thing where Triple H gave Kevin Owens the championship. This is where it should have happened. This is where Triple H crossed Seth Rollins. I don't understand why it had to take this long.
What's this, 8 months?
No, I don't know. Probably six.
Six?
Probably, maybe.
It's a long time.
It's super strange. It really is super strange that they had to wait this long. They had to pick a new lackey, a new monster for Triple H, a new champion for Triple H to feud with Seth Rollins when the storyline was built right
it
there.
It wrote itself.
Literally wrote itself, but they did not do it. So it's super weird. It would have made Owens the lackey who would eventually turn on Triple H soon, but still, you know. Owens did well for himself because, you know, he's naturally charismatic and he walked into a wonderful partnership with Chris Jericho.
Which, you know, is low-key one of the best.
Well, that's what should have happened there.
Yeah.
I don't understand any of this.
And that's the thing here. That's raw booking for you in Microcosm.
Yeah.
Sounds like we're rambling, but the thing is, there is a point to this.
Yeah, there's a point that it could have been so much better for Joe.
And Joe is...
At this point, I just hope that Nakamura ends up going to SmackDown.
Yes.
Please.
For the love of God, send him to SmackDown. Have him be Daniel Bryan's lackey
Don't be anyone's lackey. Be yourself. Be your own entity. Be your own
He can shine on SmackDown.
Yeah, be the guy that people are afraid of. You know, wrestlers are
actually, you know what? I would be so happy to see a talking smack with Nakamura and D-Bry. This is just the remote thought of that happening.
Yeah, okay.
But just the two of them. Hey, buddy.
Remember the times at the dojo? Yeah, something
when
like that.
We were friends.
They are friends.
No, but then it's a boss-employee relationship by then. Yeah.
Anyway, okay. moving on from Joe, now I guess we're not having a Seth Rollins feud at this point.
Because he's injured.
Again,
apparently
it's legitimate because there is no way you could have worked in a knee injury during a coquina clutch spot.
It's physically impossible.
Yeah, it's physically impossible. It's not impossible.
It is physically,
it's highly improbable.
Highly unlikely.
It's unusual because you're targeting the neck.
You're targeting the neck. You might find the knees.
Yeah.
But there's not much room there.
That's not what happened. Right?
And it looked so awkward, and I was just like, wait, what's wrong? There's something wrong.
Okay, so yeah, Seth is injured again, not his fault, obviously.
Shit happens.
What do we do now? Right? I think that's where Raw is.
And it's...
You know what sucks about this? Raw is so shitty that if this happened on SmackDown, they would have had a backup plan real quick, immediately. Because everyone on SmackDown is written so well.
Decently that... If they wanted to elevate somebody up, they can do it at the snap of a finger. It's easy.
They would have figured it out by now. That's what SmackDown has and Raw does not. So what does Raw do now? What does Triple H do now? What does Samoa Joe do now? If we are not getting Seth Rollins for the next few months?
They can't throw Joe into a Goldberg something. Because Kevin Owens got that. Madison Square Garden. They can't work Joe into Brock Lesnar because Brock Lesnar is working fucking dates.
And Goldberg.
And Goldberg either. No, but Goldberg's working one house show.
Yeah, no. What I mean is, what do we do?
Yeah.
What do they do for Samoa Joe, Triple H, WrestleMania?
Ugh. Joe's...
My suggestion for this
is... Yeah, go. What's your...
Thing? My suggestion is when Finn comes back, whenever that is, let's have him feud with Triple H. It's a built-in feud. Him and Samoa Joe. It might not have been the most perfect feud on NXT,
but on the main roster...
On the main roster, fine. He could be the surrogate for Seth Rollins now. You know, Finn didn't like the way he operated. He beat Seth Rollins fair and square, right?
Yep.
He could just call back to when Triple H gave Kevin Owens a championship and say, I don't agree with this. I don't agree with this. You're my dad, but I don't agree with this. Yeah, but,
and that works.
It works.
It works enough. And as opposed to the other options where they'll call somebody up from NXT, which they're not going to do.
You know, just have them. I don't know. Would you see Roman Reigns versus Samoa Joe? When Roman Reigns is doing Braun Strowman.
If Roman Reigns gets Samoa Joe, I can believe that. That's within the realm of possibility.
Samoa Joe versus Samoa Joe.
I know why.
Yeah.
Samoa versus Samoan.
Samoa Joe versus Samoan Joe.
I can live with that.
Okay. Okay. So what?
I really
do think that.
That's why. It's hard.
If we're getting Finn back, better go. Let's just have Finn. Let's just have him.
Now just throw Finn in with Joe, and then we're getting this so quickly after they had their run of things.
Yeah.
In NXT.
It wasn't that quick. It's not needed.
It's been a while.
Oh, it's been half a year. That's good enough.
I'll live with it. Yeah, I'll live with it. 6 months is a lot of time.
Yeah, okay. So tell us what you would do if you were the one who had to find a replacement for Seth Rollins.
Hit us up on social media.
Yeah, hit us up on social media.
God damn it! I did it right! Stan's Lord usually does this.
Alright.
At the SGB podcast.
At Rose War.
At Caveman Camus.
@_Stancy.
If you want to message him.
Yeah.
Also,
would you want to do that? I know.
He's not going to play your songs on the radio anymore.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Hi, Stan, if you're listening.
He is listening. You better be.
He should be.
Sick. Anyway, let's move on to
that. Do we have more nice things to say about Raw? No.
Nah.
No, we don't.
No, we do not.
SmackDown was good this week.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
SmackDown was good this week. I mean, opening it with John Cena pulling his "the champ is here" shtick is...
And
losing to Randy Orton clean in a tag match works for me. And the thing is, I realize this. It's been a while since "the champ is here" has been significant to me. And
it's been a while since he was champion.
Yeah, and I was gonna say,
I think he went a whole year without being champion.
Didn't he have the U.S. championship
when?
At some point, or was that 2 years ago?
Almost 2 years ago.
Wow. See, so hearing "the champ is here" legitimately is
amazing.
New again?
It's new. Yeah, it is new again.
It's refreshing. That's why I was like, when he pulled it, I was just like, it struck me.
I haven't heard that in a while.
That's original. Wait, it's not. This is his shtick. And you know what? It's nice to see the Wyatts being thrown a bone today. They have to be thrown a bone. But the thing is, it's nice. They're being booked right.
No, yeah. Because, you know, Randy Orton won the Royal Rumble. Of course it has to be thrown a bone. They have to be thrown a bone.
I'm just happy to see it get better. Now, they're building Randy as a threat. Bray Wyatt isn't complete trash. Luke Harper's interesting. And, you know, as a whole, SmackDown, fun. SmackDown fun this week.
Yeah, okay. That's all we have to say about that. Real quick, NXT TakeOver San Antonio. What do you like about it?
Let's start with, this is the first time in a while Nakamura hasn't phoned in a match.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Have you noticed that?
I think he still did.
Not completely.
He
sold so much better this match.
He's supposed to sell.
No, but he's so... Okay, compared to his other stuff, like his recent body of work, for that matter, because he hardly wrestles on the shows anymore, this was good. This was This was
it was great.
It
though,
wasn't
huh?
peak. It's not peak Nakamura.
No, I was glad that they didn't end the match on the injury spot.
Yeah, because the injury spot lingered, and I was just like,
yeah,
I got worried.
It lingered way too long.
It's like
you
get worried.
You think, oh no, they're gonna do this now.
And
but,
then
because it's NXT and NXT is on Raw, they had it finished the right way.
Exactly, and it made me happy to see Bobby Roode get his first taste of NXT gold. Because, you know, Bobby Roode
kind of deserve it. No,
Bobby Roode does deserve it.
I think he deserves to be the anchor of the roster, not the division, the whole roster, the whole show, more than Nakamura does for some strange reason. I never imagined Nakamura to be the guy in NXT. It's weird.
But Nakamura,
maybe because it's too big for him. I mean, it's too small
for
him.
Small
he's for too
him,
big
man.
For the. He's too big for the show.
Because Nakamura is one of those guys that, for lack of a better term, is too good to be on NXT. Oh. He was never supposed to be there to begin with. Na parang his demotion to NXT from NJPW main event scene was kind of frustrating. Because for what? The last 2 years of him in New Japan, he was the hottest shit. He was the hottest shit. Not Okada, not Tanahashi, but he was moving merch. He was ridiculous.
No, I think the thing with Nakamura is that he is a draw, yes.
He is a draw. He is a world draw.
He is a worldwide draw. But looking at him, I don't know. I can't quite put my finger on him, but he's not the guy. That's why he works so well, so much better holding the IWGP Intercontinental Championship. You say, you can trust him.
You can trust him to be a very, very good guy,
but
not to be
the
guy.
He's not. I don't know.
He's a unicorn, man.
He's a unicorn, but he's not made like Okada or Tanahashi. Those guys.
Oh my god! Why are you doing this?
No,
to
it's
me?
Weird.
No,
not,
because but you're right. You're right.
The more
right.
I think about it, the more it makes sense to me that oh shit, that's why he doesn't quite fit with the NXT championship. That's why, you know, they're so eager to take it off him.
Is this the same argument for Finn though?
No, I think Finn is a guy. Is a guy.
Is
the
a guy who can be the guy.
Yes.
But back to Nakamura.
Maybe Nakamura is just really that mercurial. Mercurial.
So he's Randy Savage?
I don't know.
Because Randy Savage was never really the guy.
I think it's also because he comes off as not caring about being the guy. He's very will-o'-the-wisp.
Yes, he is. And huh? But the thing is, with him, it's... it's one of those things that talent-wise, he should be the guy. Attitude-wise, he is a guy. And at the end of the day, he draws more than some of the guys who think they're the guys do.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, it's getting convoluted.
He's a draw, yes, absolutely. No.
But he's
a draw,
for
but he's
some
not the
reason,
guy.
For some reason, there's still this why. And I think our friend Wendell Imabayashi says it best that
He phones in matches.
Also, but it's not the way.
No,
that,
but
okay.
When you don't phone in matches, when it matters most, you become the guy.
Yeah, because I was thinking about it. Think about the guys who have been the guy. Look at it. Is he okay? Wait, no. Is he the inheritor of that Chris Jericho? That Chris Jericho,
no,
Shawn Michaels
no.
line of guys.
What?
They're showstoppers. They are great performers, but they will never anchor the company. Does he follow that line?
That is a
in
good
that
question.
Because he's sort of in that mold.
Oh, I know.
That Chris Jericho, Shawn Michaels.
No, I think obviously HBK and Jericho cared about being the guy, but at this point, I think Nakamura is so unique in a way that he really doesn't give a shit about being the guy.
And
he wants to be great. He wants to be legendary. He wants to be GOAT.
He wants to be GOAT. But
he doesn't matter about. He doesn't care about being the guy. I don't know. Do you guys agree with this? Because
it's something that
take.
We just realized.
Do you think he's a guy? Do you think he's a guy that
do
will
think,
be the guy?
Do you think that Nakamura has hit his ceiling?
No. It's not a ceiling. It's not even a ceiling. It's
what is it?
It's just.
What is it?
It's just a refusal to play this role of being the anchor of a division,
of a company,
of a show.
To put it into video game terms, he is a 99 overall player, but you won't pick him.
What? No, you would pick him. But he's not a leader, I guess. He's not a team captain. Kumbaga. That's kind of what it is. He's the best player, but he's not the team captain.
Shit.
You what?
Shit.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Right.
He's the guy that you consider for MVP, but because he doesn't show it?
He doesn't care about it?
He doesn't have the extracurriculars for
Not the extracurriculars. He just doesn't care about it. He just wants to do his own thing. He wants to help you win.
He's Randy Moss. He's Allen Iverson, Randy Moss.
Really? Allen Iverson?
Allen Iverson. Think about it.
I don't know. Anyway, yeah.
Because he's not Kobe. That's for sure.
I guess.
Diba? Anyway, so what else do we have to say? What else about this week?
Asuka not winning. What do you think?
Asuka winning.
Asuka not losing. Not losing. Yeah, sorry, my bad.
I'm okay with this in as much as...
I told you they're setting up for Ember Moon.
Yeah, that's why. I had a feeling that, well, if she's not winning, if she's not losing pala, so what's the next step? Because she's not... Okay, who's left? Liv Morgan?
Nikki Cross.
Liv Morgan, still. Nikki Cross. Well, Nikki Cross got taken out, so, okay.
Didn't she really get taken out?
Of the match.
Okay.
Of the match. But it looks to me that, well, they need to have her win this way to reestablish everyone else and see where everyone else lines up. Which hopefully leads to Ember Moon after this set of, well, whatever. I haven't even seen spoilers. But if Ember Moon comes out of this batch of tapings looking great and sets up the match down the line towards WrestleMania season, all well and good, have her be the woman who beats Asuka. Diba? Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. Anyway, but the thing is, the match itself was fairly good. It wasn't the shit storm that I wanted it to be. Wasn't that much of a... It was good.
Why would you want anything to be a shit storm? What?
Rephrase. It wasn't the shit storm that it could have been. Sorry. Diba? Because with the two-girl dynamic versus crazy Nikki Cross, crazy Asuka, it's there. Potential to be back. Yeah. On a separate note,
what?
How did you feel about the non-squash?
Of?
The non-squash DIY Authors of Pain match.
Who said it was going to be a squash anyway?
That, we talked about it last week.
But I wasn't expecting it to be a squash.
But it was like... It's a squash.
I did say that knowing what they did against TM61,
they had to give it to them.
No, you wouldn't expect it to be a squash. It's like they hung with TM61.
But okay,
actually, TM61 hung with them. Yes.
Yeah, I have to say this was so compelling for me down the stretch of that pay per view, seeing it was Ciampa who got fucked up. On the outside.
Full disclosure, I've not seen the tag match yet.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's good.
I haven't had time.
It's so good that there are so many plot twists within plot twists that it made me... That was quite possibly my match of the night. Like, if I was to say. It was good. It was really good.
Anyway, yeah. Didn't like that CN lost because I really just hate Roddy. Biased against Roddy.
Roddy's a great guy, but sayang eh.
It's not the same though. It's not the same watching him
here.
Watching him here because he's wrestling against dudes bigger than him.
Yes, so much bigger than him.
His whole backbreaker machine gimmick isn't quite translating well.
It's one of those things that you can't directly translate.
Yeah, say when you do that a lot in the indies, when you're a power wrestler in the indies, obviously when you come to a company that has bigger dudes, you're gonna have to adjust.
And he hasn't adjusted yet.
Nope.
But I guess
I appreciate the fact that his finish was a shot as a Panzer Shrek.
It's a sick kick. It's still the
Panzer
sick
Shrek.
Kick.
Panzer Shrek. Fuck Roddy.
Okay.
Now, I don't like the fact that CM lost. He needed the win.
He needed the win, or this builds towards his frustrations.
But he is
already
frustrated. That's why he's already healed, right?
Yeah, that's why he's turned heel. But then I hope that they just push this just a little bit further. And then if we get LIJ, LIUSA.
Yeah.
LIUSA.
LIUSA. No, LIEU. Los Ingobernables de Estados Unidos.
Pwede. Liu. We get Liu. That works.
Yeah.
Because he needs something to go on. He's just an angry wrestler number whatever after this. And, you know, if it works out for him, all well and goods, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, who else won? Eric Young won, but that was expected.
Eric Young won with shenanigans.
Yeah, that was expected.
Expected,
sure.
Because they have to make everyone
else.
That was a very good sleeper match of the night.
No. What does this mean for Ty? Did they really just bring him in for the 10 joke?
Yes.
God.
That's why, when we were talking about the Rumble, I was like, this needs to be better. This needs to be done better.
Oh, yeah, he didn't show up on SmackDown, so I guess not.
Well, he didn't show up on SmackDown yet.
Yeah, but, you know, now would have been a perfect time to bring him on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Noah. Anyway.
Anyway, picks of the week.
Picks of the week. All right.
What you got?
All right, I'm going to take... What do you... you go first.
Okay. I take AJ Cena.
Okay, there you
AJ go. Cena is very much match of the year so far for WWE. That's the best thing they've got so far, but it's WrestleMania season, so we're expecting them to churn out good stuff. AJ is at his peak right now, WWE-wise. I haven't seen him better. I really think he brings out the best in Cena, and I want to see more. Well, not more of him and Cena, but just more of AJ doing this type of wrestling.
Anyway, yeah, my pick of the week, I'm going to go with a hipster pick because...
Because that's you.
Yeah, so much good wrestling. Evolve ran a weekend's worth of shows in San Antonio because that's what they do whenever there's a big four show around.
Because Gabe Sapolsky.
Yeah, that's... they are working with the WWE. I'm going to pick with... I'm going to go with Matt Riddle versus ACH. Evolve 76. I'm a huge Matt Riddle mark.
Yeah, so. And seeing him at NXT San Antonio.
Who's there?
He's in the background.
What background?
He's in the background.
In the crowd?
When they cut to... what's his name? UK Champion Guy.
Ah, okay.
When they cut to him, you sort of see Matt Riddle, like, hey!
Watching. Yeah.
Same row.
Anyway, yeah. Matt Riddle was ACH, but only because I like all Matt Riddle matches. So, yeah.
And ACH is not a jabron.
Yeah, but he did lose.
That's fine. I'm going to watch that. I'm going to watch that over the weekend. So
thank you to everyone who watched PWR Live Bagrito, who went to the Royal Rumble viewing party.
When are we doing the review? Next week?
Next week now, yeah.
Next week now, when Stan's better.
Yeah,
when
Stan's better, when we can have Daryl, I guess.
Daryl?
Let's have Daryl on.
Daryl, are you free?
No, wait. I have an idea.
Let's talk about it off air.
Thank you for
As
everyone.
All good ideas happen.
So again, yes, thank you to our friend Skinny Mikes
for hosting
us. Coming through with the first floor action, main bar action.
Main bar.
Our friends at Philippine Wrestling Revolution, who we must again applaud for getting that look from WWE.
That go-see.
Who else? Mark Henry, our homies.
Oh, wait, shit. Okay.
What?
To whoever the concessionaire was, who was selling them burritos.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry, Reveal it. Fine. Thank them.
Let's thank them.
Thank you for those Ingo Burritos de Pinas.
Because, goddamn, those burritos were good.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for listening to this standless episode. I hope it wasn't that much of a train wreck.
I mean, it's not a train wreck. We just go a lot faster.
Yeah. So thank you again, and we'll see you next time. Peace.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the SGP Podcast. To get more from the voice of the modern Filipino wrestling fan, go to www.smarkhenry.ph.